Late on a summer night, June 2010, Sean Pope joined Frankie Mabee, both of Green Forest, encountered five Hispanic men at a gas station parking lot near their hometown of Green Forest. According to the record, Mabee and Popejoy proceeded to provoke them, yelling at them, telling them to go back to Mexico. When the men took off in their Buick, Mabee followed in his three-quarter-ton pickup truck with Popejoy leaning out a window, waving a tire wrench, screaming racial slurs. Once Mabee caught up with them, he rammed the men's car from behind, causing it to cross the highway, crash into a tree, and catch fire. All the victims were injured, one critically. Last May, Mabee, who was 20, was convicted by a federal jury of five counts of committing a federal hate crime and one count of conspiring to commit a federal hate crime. Popejoy, 19, who testified against Mabee, pleaded guilty to one count of committing a federal hate crime and one count of conspiring to commit a federal hate crime. Sentencing took place this week on Tuesday for Popejoy and Wednesday for Mabee in federal district court in Harrison. William Connor Eldridge is U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Arkansas. His office, along with the U.S. Department of Justice, prosecuted the case.
These are serious charges, and serious sentences were imposed. The defendant, Mabee, was sentenced to 11 years and 3 months in federal prison with no parole. Defendant Popejoy was sentenced to 4 years in prison, also with no parole.
Frankie Mabee was ordered to pay a $10,000 fine. Sean Popejoy was ordered to pay a $5,000 fine. Both were also sentenced to pay $5,400 in restitution to the victims.
This is the facts of this case are horrendous. And what happened in this case is horrific. The 12 jurors that heard this case, those jurors represent the communities around Harrison, the Harrison area and the surrounding counties, and they heard the evidence at this trial, applied the law, the Shepherd Byrd Hate Crimes Act, and held these defendants accountable.
Commonly referred to as the Hate Crimes Act, the federal Matthew Shepherd and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act gives the U.S. Department of Justice the power to investigate and prosecute defendants who selected their crime victim based on race, color, religion, national origin, gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, or disability. Signed into law by President Obama in October 2009, it's named for hate crime victims Matthew Shepherd, a young gay man tortured to death in Wyoming, and James Byrd Jr., who was dragged to death in Texas behind a pickup truck. That this case made legal history in Harrison, Arkansas is ironic. For years, the town and surrounding area was considered a racist enclave. In 1905, residents violently drove out all their African-American neighbors, an event concealed for almost a century. A number of white supremacist groups later settled in the area and continue to operate there. But several years ago, a race reconciliation task force began to raise awareness that cultural attitudes are changing in Harrison. William Connor Eldridge.
And so this case sends a message, and this community has sent a message that acts such as this, acts of violence motivated simply by who somebody is or by what they look like, these victims were Hispanic, are very, very serious and are not to be tolerated and are criminal.
And U.S. District Attorney William Connor Eldridge says these first convictions and sentences under the Matthew Shepherd and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Act will serve as a warning to would-be biased crime perpetrators.
It indicates that our office and the Department of Justice as a whole are serious about prosecuting acts of violence like this.
This case was investigated by the FBI's Fayetteville, Arkansas division. This case was investigated by the FBI's Fayetteville, Arkansas division in cooperation with the Arkansas State Police Department and the Carroll County Sheriff's Office. The case was prosecuted by trial attorneys Edward Chung and Cindy Chung of the Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division and Assistant U.S. Attorney Kyra E. Jenner for the Western District of Arkansas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich. For FM 89 News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville. For KTXK, I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting in Fayetteville.